Hour number two, chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. A little bit later today, we'll be back in our normal spot tomorrow, 9 to noon, a three-hour show. Doing things a little different this week with Jared on vacation and everything back to normal on Friday when Jared returns.
He's upset the apple cart, man, which is good. You know,
yeah, sometimes it's good to change it up.
It is.
A little bit. All right, so what was your question you threw out to
me? All right, you talk about, we all know this, outside of Nashville, Tennessee, nobody gives a rat, you know what, about the Tennessee Titans. But you're in the league office, you got to come up with a schedule, right? And you got to give the Titans one primetime game. So remove yourself from Nashville, Chase, you're in New York City, and they come to you and say, hey, Mr. McCabe, young guy here, first day in the office, we need you to find a primetime game for the Titans. They got one. What would you pick? Now, remove yourself from Nashville, and I know it's hard to do that, but what game do you think this guy, primetime game, this guy would say, here's who the Titans going to play in primetime? It's very easy.
Week 6 on Monday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans will host the Kansas City Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes and Cam Ward have gotten so many comparisons through the whole draft process.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Monday Night game. Nissan Stadium, Mike Borgonzi against his former team. That nobody cares about that, but you know that would be probably the one.
Week 4, Thursday night game, the Tennessee Titans will host in his return to Nissan Stadium, Mike Vrabel. I say you play that game early.
I think both are fair.
Before the Patriots go 2-8 and the Titans are 0-10. I think the Patriots game, anytime the Chiefs... The Chiefs is the perfect answer. That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
That's also the easy answer because everybody wants to watch Mahomes on a Monday night. But for people here and around the country, take Mahomes out of that, be like, oh, okay, Vrabel has returned to Nashville. See how it goes. And then you could make a whole week the comments he made when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, the comments that were made when he left here, all that comes together, I think, week 4 on a Thursday night.
So I'll give you another possibility that to me is basically we need a second game on a Monday night because we're going to do the doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
We need a West Coast game on a Monday night. Week 12, the Tennessee Titans head to Denver to take on the Broncos, the upstart Denver Broncos.
Why that one?
I just said it. We need a second West Coast game on a Monday night because we got a doubleheader. But the Broncos are intriguing because they seem to be on the up. You know, Bo Nix going into his second year. Looks like Sean Payton has something there with him. And then against the number one overall pick.
Do you want to see a 2-10 Titans team on a Monday night football game?
No, it'll probably get flexed out. But I'm just saying on the initial schedule, if you're trying to dig deep and reach for one, maybe you do that.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I think after the first 6 weeks, the teams that are really bad last year are gone.
I set it at 1.5 on primetime games, but I have this hunch that people might be a little surprised.
Do you think they get 2?
I think they definitely get 2.
I think you need to be checked into some clinic.
I just think the number one – how many did Chicago have last year? Do we know?
Off a ballpark number, I'd say 3 or 4.
Did they have the Thanksgiving?
All right,
what game did they?
You two talk. I'm going to look this up.
What game did they do? They didn't call the timeout. It was on national TV. The Bears. They didn't call a timeout. Like 40 seconds went off the clock.
Was that against... that was a 3:25 game, I believe.
I thought it was like Thanksgiving game.
Did they play Thanksgiving?
Versus the Lions.
They did. You're
remember
right.
The clock
yeah,
ticked down and the
right.
He got fired. The coach got fired after that game.
Eberflus. I do recall
Eberflus.
Yeah, so they played at Detroit on Thanksgiving. They had a Monday night game. They had a Thursday night game, so that's at least 3. And then the Sundays, I'm not sure.
That's also the number 3 football market in the country, whereas the Titans
understand.
Are 28.
Okay.
I don't know why you're on this kick of getting – do you work for the Titans?
No.
Are you selling PSLs we don't know about? Is your
Hi, this is Chase from the Titans. I want to talk to you about some tickets. We got some great deals on the new PSLs.
Wait, that's how that would go. Same guy on the radio? What are you doing?
Oh, I needed to get a second job. Let's see. The Bears, were they on Sunday Night Football? They were not. So, but they still had three. Oh, no, they were on Sunday Night Football. So they were on week two. So they had four. They had four primetime games with the number one overall pick. Granted, third biggest market in the country.
Was that
okay, who
Sunday
was,
night game?
Bryce play? Young was the year before?
Correct.
Was 2023?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, Joe, I think they get three games. I think they get flexed into a third game.
I think you guys
game.
Are crazy.
No.
We're not doing flex. We're talking about original schedule that comes out.
Original schedule, they get
one, and it's versus the Patriots.
Okay, but they get two, actually, in my opinion.
I'm keeping
refreshing.
All right,
Carolina. In Bryce's rookie year, they had at least two. They had a Monday night game in week two. That seems to be a theme, a primetime game in week two for the number one overall pick. So Carolina had a Monday night game in week two. They had a Thursday night game in week 10. And then I'm not sure on the Sundays. I feel like they did have... And the Sunday Night Football schedule.
There's no way.
In 2023, you say no way. No. I say that.
He is correct.
You are a very nice man, and you are correct.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody's watching Carolina on Sunday Night Football. They're not stupid. It's the number one sport. It's the number one TV show in America on Sunday night. They're not going to waste your time by throwing the Panthers in there. And the Sunday night game, how about the Chiefs and the Bills to start the season off? Always something like that, those two teams. But no, I think outside the bubble of Nashville, nobody cares. You get your one game and that's it. And I want it to be against the return of Vrabel to Nashville.
Do they? I think that could certainly be it.
Let me ask you this. Do you play a video for Vrabel?
Probably.
You don't promote the other team, man. We had this argument before. You don't
He's
show a video.
He's the second
no.
winningest coach in
He's
franchise
history.
He's
come here to beat you.
Fine.
Look at you, Mike Vrabel Jr.
8492 says, if you look at the butts and seats, even Nashville doesn't care about the Titans.
You're correct.
You're not wrong. 615-737-1025. Is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Benjamin says, I say the Patriots game, lots of talking points. Dylan says, Joe's right on this one, the Vrabel revenge game. I mean, I've been saying that.
No,
too.
I'd love to see Mahomes. We saw him when they came here in 2019.
I've said both. I've said they get at least two, Chiefs and Patriots.
But are you going to waste a Chiefs primetime game on Nashville, on the Titans? I'm not.
Yeah, because he's probably going to win, and the crew gets a chance to come to Nashville.
I'd rather see primetime Chiefs versus Denver or the Raiders or anything in the AFC West.
Well, the Chiefs are going to get six.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
so that's
one of those thing. Shouldn't be wasted on the Titans.
Okay, well.
I just don't think so.
Let's hang on. Hold just a moment. So the Chiefs will play... So week 17, we know they got Denver at home. So that's one because that's the prime game. It doesn't show me their opponents.
Well, AFC South.
Yeah, and they're – here we go. Chiefs opponents at home, they got Denver, Raiders, Chargers, as we know. Ravens, Lions, Texans, Colts, Eagles, Commanders – Then they're at the division, at the Bills, at the Cowboys, at the Jags, at the Giants, at the Titans.
Well, there's your Sunday night opening game, Chiefs at Cowboys.
No, because the Cowboys opening game is against the Eagles.
Damn it. All right. Lions in Detroit.
Could see that. I could totally see that.
I mean, you got the marquee matchup. Go right out of the gate with that.
Yeah.
So, might that be a Monday night game? Sunday night is the Cowboys and...
No. Thursday night is Cowboys-Eagles. Sunday night, I could see the Chiefs.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Chiefs-Lions.
Yeah, I could. That.
I mean, they opened 2 years ago on Thursday night. Lions beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, because the Super Bowl champion always gets that.
You are correct, yeah.
That Thursday. 615-737-1025. When do you think – how many primetime games do you think the Titans get? People can weigh in on that.
It's one.
You say one.
Chase McKay, PR for the Titans, thinks they should get nine.
Devin from Dover says Joe is really high on the Titans this year. Huh? Are you being sarcastic or did you mean me? Because I'm the one saying they're going to get more.
You are. No, I just don't think, you know.
I'm asking Devin.
Oh.
About his text.
I just think that you have to go on the what they did last year, also of what they've added to the team. Yeah, they get their number one pick, but still, I mean, it's you're a bad football team right now.
And to that point, Donovan and Franklin says, I can already see the Titans fans complaining when they only get one primetime game. Like, who cares? Let's start winning.
I mean, do you think you deserve more? Am I missing the point here?
No.
No. I mean, I wouldn't give them one. Win. Start making an impact. Then you get more games.
I don't know. I can't answer all these things. Too many questions. Yeah. Way too many questions.
That's right. You're the nerve center of this show.
No, I'm just unnerved right now. Coming up next, Adam Kaplan, longtime NFL insider, was on Robbie and Rexer this morning. Had some really interesting comments on the Titans, including the patience level of owner Amy Adams Strunk in this rebuild. He said some things that kind of caught my attention. We'll discuss those coming up next. And also the 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. It's presented by Gary Force Acura and Atmos Energy. It's at Hermitage Golf Course on Thursday, May 29th. I know we got a really good turnout so far. Sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on this Tuesday. Tune in tonight as the Nashville Sounds are in Memphis to take on the Redbirds. Pregame at 6:30, first pitch at 6:45. You can listen on the Game Nashville app. Sounds Baseball is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure.
Man, I was going down to that for the AutoZone Park as a Redbird singing on the Sounds.
All right, I just got to get Memphis. Got to get it out of me. That's it. It's all I need. I'm good.
It's your trigger word.
It is.
615-737-1025. Vikey Matt says the Titans will get one primetime game. Look, you may be right. Austin says they will get three. Cam Ward hype. Could be that.
Hold up. Viking Matt, text back in. Are you going over to Europe for 2 weeks to watch your Vikings play? We need to know.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. Ron says, if Sanders is the starter, maybe that might be a primetime game. Cam versus Sanders later in the season. That'd have to be a flex option.
Have to be, because they're not in doing Cleveland. It right now. They're not putting it out there.
And after rookie camp, I don't know about that, but with Sanders. Now, our good friend Ricky says, do they still do the doubleheader of Monday Night Football to open the season? They do like five of them throughout the year. I don't know if it's always week one. But he says Titans at Raiders, the West Coast game right off the rip. You liked that.
I do, because it's an easy win for the Raiders. There's a lot of hype. It's a Monday Night Football. They want hype in Vegas. I think that's a really good one. That might be number two now on my little list of.
Yeah, so that could be a possibility. I feel like week two is when Cam Ward would be put in primetime. You do a noon kick either on the road or at home, week one, make it easy, and then you do a primetime game in week two. That there's a pattern there with what the NFL's done.
So week one on the road, then week two at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the first two at home. I mean, there's no rule that says you can't do that.
True.
Let's go to the phones. Eric wants to weigh in on the schedule talk. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think the most that the Titans will get is probably two games. Here's my feeling. I would be shocked if they're on Sunday Night Football. I think it's going to be a Monday night game or maybe a Thursday night game. They generally have not put the Titans on Sunday Night Football, and generally if they have, it's the most it's been is like about one game. And as far as the Bears, you were talking about the Bears last year, I think they had several primetime games. I know they were on week two against Houston. If I'm not mistaken, they played the Packers on Sunday Night Football. I believe they did play also Minnesota on Monday Night Football. They played at Detroit, you're right, Turkey Day. And I think they did have one other game that was flexed in for Sunday Night Football. I can't remember if that was the Washington game, which they lost on the Hail Mary, or Atlanta. But I do also remember they had a Sunday night game flexed in. So they were on quite a few times. A lot of people said a lot of times it doesn't matter the record. It's just because they're a big market team, as well as with the Giants and the Jets. Even though these teams may not be good, a lot of times those two teams, even though they haven't been good, will get a lot of primetime games, either Monday or Sunday night games. So we'll see what happens. But those are my thoughts, guys. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric.
Love
appreciate it,
Eric.
Yeah, good call.
Love it. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I just kind of have this weird feeling like it's going to be more than we think.
Because of
Cam Ward.
Well, I keep refreshing to see if the Unathletics NFL Insider's got anything on scheduled release. He's got nothing yet. So I was hoping someone would pop out during the show today, but nothing.
I did read Ricky Merritt's report earlier that said the Titans are confirmed to play 17 games.
Saw that. Yeah, and so
that was hard hitting.
And Zeta A tried to steal that. And I'm like, hey, guys, give it credit because the Unathletic had that first, so don't do it.
Adam in Portland wants to weigh in. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Joe, whenever you do the Memphis thing, it's like when Jared says Punch and Judy or right tackle. So I don't know. It gives me the same sick feeling in my stomach. I support you. I just hate that. All right, so as far as the schedule, I fully agree with you that the Titans suck, but there's only like six good teams. Nobody's good anymore. Like, who are you going to put in there? People have to go to these games. So, give the Titans a few of them, man. Like, if you're saying, Dallas is going to get the – Dallas sucks. I think the Titans would give Dallas a game. So, and we can't compare ourselves to Chicago because Chicago was supposed to have a dope offense last year. So, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know, but there's nobody's good. So
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do you care if Arizona plays the Seahawks on a Monday night?
No, I don't care.
No,
I'm trying to picture the game, but like it's Kyler, it's Sam Darnold. Like that would be a cool game. Like right now, you got to ask me like 2 or 3 weeks into the season because right now I'd watch anything.
Well, I think
like,
Arizona
the season is different.
Arizona's equivalent, I think, of the Titans on the national landscape. That people just don't care about Arizona. They're not getting you to tune in. That nobody's getting the Titans to tune in across the country.
Well, okay, Adam, let me ask you this, because you're just a football fan in general too, right?
Yeah.
All right. So if there is Monday night game on, are you usually watching it no matter who it is?
Yes.
There you go. But that's the majority.
A Sunday night.
Guaranteed. Well, all right, so Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. When they started with this Friday crap, dude, I know you guys have already covered it. I refuse to do that. I'm hoping they take that off because that's for the high school kids. But even when it starts to pour into NFL into Saturdays, dude, I can't get enough of it. So, just like I said, I challenge you both to look through the league right now. Nobody is that good anymore. There's only a few good teams. That's it.
Last year, chasing that thing like you get five teams or the rest of the league win the Super Bowl, and we both had Eagles as the five teams to do that. No, you were right. But on a Monday night, you're not watching Arizona and the Rams. You're not doing it. Like the country's not watching Titans Colts.
Joe, you're wrong. Yeah, I think Adam's watching it. Adam, thanks for the call, man. No, look, you're wrong. Nope. I think you're wrong on this because I am one of those people, too. I realized it more and more, in the last few years. If there is a primetime NFL game on, it's on my TV. Now, how much I'm paying attention to it depends on the game. But
thank you.
But it's on.
You contradicted yourself. I love that.
I'm watching it.
But how much are you paying attention to it?
Right.
Hell, I'll turn it
off. If it turns into a bad game, then I'll probably turn it off.
Right. But I'm telling you, you're not.
But I'm going to tune in.
You're not
going to
sit here on Monday and tell, hey, what you guys doing tonight? And you're going to be like, I'm watching an Arizona Rams game tonight. You're not. That's why they put the Cowboys.
Well, actually, I am, because my friends and I will get together on Monday night and watch the games together.
Friends. Ricky and Ashley and Phil.
Well, Phil's there. Ricky's been invited.
That's three more friends than I got. I get all that. But you're not going to leave here Monday. Like, I can't wait for tonight. Look, I understand it. But that's why the Bills and the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Chiefs, you know why they're always on? Because they win. And they're legendary franchises. And the Steelers. That's why you don't see the Saints or the Bucks or the Panthers or teams like that, because they're not really that good.
But you saw the Panthers on a couple of them when they had the number one overall pick. You are just completely ignoring that whole thing.
Yep.
The Titans, whether anybody likes it or not, The Tennessee Titans selected Cameron Ward number one overall.
Okay.
That's going to get them on prime time.
One game.
I think more than that. I said 1.5, so I think 2.
Here's a bet. Our good friend Jim Wyatt is going to come on. We'll talk to Jim in a minute. Here's our bet. If it's one game, you owe me a dinner at a nice establishment, one that advertises on the station.
Okay, I'll get a gift card from somebody.
If it's more than two, then you just got to take me to a very small establishment, like a fast food place.
Okay.
All right. So if it's one, I get a nice dinner. If it's two, you take me to a very small fast food place.
Okay.
All right. Good.
All right.
You got that, Dr. Crane? Yeah, mark that
just,
down.
He's just trying to get fed, basically.
That's
is how it is. But
no, I would love for them to get 4 or 5, but these, you don't earn it. You don't deserve it. And I hope I'm wrong.
2-2-2-1. TV doesn't care if you pay attention. They care if that you're on their channel.
Huh?
He's right. If they don't care if you're sitting there intently watching every play, but as long as your television is on ESPN or NBC or Prime, that's what they care about.
Okay. Sure.
Like, there's not a quiz after, like, all right, in the second quarter.
know what? There should be. That's a damn good point.
Chargers at Arizona was the ESPN Plus exclusive last year. That's right. That's actually true.
What was it on?
ESPN Plus.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
I'm not paying ESPN Plus.
Okay.
You're crazy.
Well, you're about to. Maybe.
You tell you me what to do.
John from the Borough, big NFL fan. I would not watch Arizona play in the Rams no matter what night
except
the Super Bowl. Benjamin, it doesn't matter the team. Millions of people bet, play fantasy football, and have the game on. Chiefs played the Bucks and Saints in prime time last year.
Because the Chiefs.
Right.
That's why.
Paul said the Titans will have no primetime games this year. Their games will only be televised on the WB, which doesn't exist anymore.
Surprised you didn't say Nickelodeon, either way.
Matthew in Nashville, every team is guaranteed at least one primetime game because of Thursday night. We proved that to be untrue, Matthew. The Titans did not have a Thursday night game last year. They had a Monday night game
at Miami. That's right. That sure did.
Yep, so that's not true. Brian says, I see one game. The amount they cover Cam on the draft shows how much they care about the Titans. Oh, that's true. They'll give the Browns 6 because Shador might play.
Yeah, right.
Just to make Kuiper happy.
Yes.
We will talk to our good friend Jim Wyatt of the Tennessee Titans and TennesseeTitans.com. He'll join us next here on Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Tuesday. Rookie camp in the books, the schedule release about to happen. We bring in our good friend Jim Wyatt. TennesseeTitans.com is where you can find his work. Jimmy, I want to start with this, our hard-hitting question of the day. Is Rocky a sports movie or a love story?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask about Anita Baker playing in the background. I appreciate that, Joe, always noticing that, recognizing that. From my past and my current too, I feel like Anita Baker. Rocky is a sports movie in my mind, and one of the best ones ever, right behind maybe The Best of Times with Robin Williams and Kirk Russell.
Oh, that's there you go. Jim Wyatt bringing
nice.
It. So Joe says love story. So you two disagree on that.
Just watch it next time, Jimmy, from the eyes of a love story, and you'll see it completely different.
Have you guys seen The Best of Times?
It is a fantastic movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that, actually.
Robin Williams.
I need to add that to my list.
Keeps borrowing the car.
And Kurt Russell is the quarterback, and Robin Williams is the receiver who's going up against Dr. Death. It was a rematch of a high school game that didn't go well, and I don't want to give any more spoilers after that, even though this came out back in the late 80s, I think.
Yes. But
an underrated sports movie there.
It is.
All right, let's start with rookie camp. Cam Ward on the field for the first time over the weekend. Jim, I got to be honest with you. Every time, and I know it was one-on-ones and a lot of teaching and stuff as Brian Callahan laid out, but every time I hear him speak, I become more and more of a fan. I love that, you know, he redid the rep with Io Manor because there was a bad throw and all of that. What were some of your takeaways from watching Cam for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, I was looking forward to seeing him. I spent a little time around him leading up to him being picked, and what I've been most impressed with him by is just how mature he is, just how much he seems to love playing football and how serious he is and being at his pro day and seeing him and seeing guys kind of rally around him kind of told me a little bit about maybe the type of leadership qualities that he has. And so he shows up out here, and obviously young guys kind of gravitate toward him, and he takes command of things early and wants things done right. And, you know, from an athletic standpoint, from an arm strength standpoint, from ability to get the ball out standpoint, I was impressed by all that. But I just think, you know, what was very clear from the very beginning is just he seems like he's in command and wants to be in command and is willing to work. And so it's going to be fun to see how this transpires, because you know, this is a different, I guess, scenario we've had here where we've got two young quarterbacks now vying. It seems like they've always had a young quarterback and a veteran, you know, around here competing. This is the first time we've had two kind of relatively young quarterbacks competing for this job. So I'm curious to see how it plays out. But Cam certainly going to be ready to do his part and do it as a pro.
I know that, you know, I think everybody has given the correct answer on this. And just like you said, it's a competition and, you know, nobody's anointing anybody just because Cam's the number one overall pick. But I am curious of how Will Levis approaches this, because, yes, he can look at it as a competition. It may very well be he's going to have that opportunity. But I'm sure it's weighing on him that he's going up against the guy that was just selected number one overall. So what is kind of your take on Levis and his mindset as they come into the offseason program where the veterans join and then eventually training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he – I don't think disappointed is the right word, because I think he probably expected what was going to happen. I still remember talking to him at the Super Bowl in – I guess that was late January. It would have been early February by that point. So I remember talking to him at the Super Bowl in New Orleans in early February, and he was pretty much acknowledging that they were going to investigate, do their homework on these quarterbacks. I don't know if he thought at that point they were going to pick him, but I think by the time we got to that point, I don't think he would have been surprised. So I think Will, you know, who is very confident and really works his butt off. He's a nice kid. He really is. I know he arrived with a lot of question marks about his days at Kentucky and some of the stuff about the mayonnaise and the coffee, and now you got the perfume, you know, the cologne and other stuff that have been kind of topics of conversations for fans. But aside from all that, I've always thought that Will was the guy that worked his butt off. He just hasn't had success, and he's made some bad decisions on the field. So I guess finally getting around the question, I think Will will compete and take a stance that, hey, I'm not going down without a fight. And I've watched, you know, these off-season days, the last 2 days here where they've been out there together, and Will is sprinting from one drill to the next. He looks like he's in great shape. You know, people ask me how Cam looks, and I say he looks great, but Will looks great, has really looked good too. I mean, he can get the ball from A to B in a hurry. So I think both these guys are going to compete. And then we'll see what happens when we get to the end of training camp about where the coaches feel like things are. But he's not going to mope. I don't think at all. I think he is going to take this as, hey, I'm going to treat this young guy with respect, but I'm also going to bark my butt off too to make them wrestle it away from me.
Our good friend Jim White is on the show, the Chase and Big Joe show. Jim, last year I was very hard on Brian Callahan. Of course, nobody cares except for me. But he said something Saturday, Jim, that gives me hope that now I'm on board with Callahan. And it's so simple and it's so elementary, but it struck a chord with me, Jim. When he said in the press conference, yeah, all the rookies out here, you know, we're getting a lot of things we're going to work on. We're going to work on lining up in the huddle correctly. And immediately, Jim, I was 7 years old again. You know, and that was when I was in, you know, a peewee, when I was in junior high, college. It was all about lining up correctly in the huddle. And I know you don't win games off lining up correctly in the huddle, but it just showed me attention to detail that I have not heard in a long time from a lot of coaches, and I loved it when he said that on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much was new to him last year, and you know, whether it's him doing it for the first time or having a new offensive coordinator or a new defensive coordinator, just learning how to manage time and players, and I think now things are different for him, that he's got a little bit of experience and was able to see what worked well last year, what didn't work well, and maybe there were some things, I'm sure he would tell you, there were some things that maybe didn't get addressed that should have, and you know, he's going to make sure it's right this year, whether that's lining up right or how they conduct their business during the off season. I know, and he has said this before, he just keeps notebooks. Last year, just kept notebooks full of things he wrote down about the first year and things that he wanted to change, things he felt like worked well, things he felt like didn't work well. So the approach has been different, you know, here in April and May. And I've noticed it just watching some of these, you know, conditioning days and some of the other things that take place at the end of practice and just how they compete and the speed that they practice with. So I do think second time around for him, he feels a lot more comfortable and certainly he's got some more players in here that are going to do things different.
Do you think he'll be more, I'm not demonstrative, might be too strong of a word, but in his passion for explaining things, I think last year a lot of things come to him, but I see him now probably getting out ahead of things to do that, of being looking more at the defense and things that maybe next year he's like, oh, I'll let so-and-so do that now. I think that's part of growing as a coach too.
Yeah, and I don't know how demonstrative. Like, I don't know if we'll ever see him more demonstrative than he was when he lit up Levis after the mistake, I guess, in the Jets game. But he seems like he's more. I don't know. He seems like he's more at ease now and more confident what he's doing, and just the way he addresses players. I think I've even noticed that already. He's always been a great guy to deal with from a media standpoint. Been very honest, almost probably honest, you know, to a fault, but I think he kind of knows the way he wants things done now, and he's going to make sure that that's followed through. He's not going to let stuff slide.
Jim Wyatt is with us, TennesseeTitans.com. The schedule will be released tomorrow evening. We've seen a few things that have come out with some primetime and international games, but nothing with the Titans. I have said the over-under is 1.5. My prediction is 2 primetime games for the Titans, the Patriots, which just makes a lot of sense, and the Chiefs, both at home. What's kind of your feeling on how the NFL is going to look at this with the Titans having the number one overall pick in Cam Ward?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm curious myself. I haven't seen it yet. Sometimes I'll get a sneak peek. I haven't seen it yet, but I wouldn't be able to give you any kind of hints if I had, but I will say that just because I may be on the outside looking in if I did that. So I don't know. Like, you would think that potentially the league would – yeah, I get the Patriots-Titans one that's intriguing and have that game on prime time here with Vrabel coming back. I'm sure part of the league would think, oh, it'd be cool to match up, you know, the Titans and the Browns with Cam Ward facing Shedeur Sanders. But, yeah, you know, things like that, you don't know for sure that Cam Ward's the quarterback, and you sure don't know whether Shedeur Sanders is going to be the quarterback there. So there's some other things you just don't know if you can. The league is willing to roll the dice on certain things. I think because it was 1 last year, I guess I'd take the over, thinking maybe they'd give you 2. But I don't know. It just seems like every year people right here are disappointed that the league didn't give them more prime time opportunities, and I'm just curious to see what they think. We can't forget this team won 3 games last year, so while people in Nashville would love to see them on prime time more, rest of the league, I think, need the Titans to prove it to earn more opportunities. And maybe that comes with the flex scheduling late in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. What did it mean, Jim, for Tyler Lockett to reach out to all the rookies and say, welcome to the team? What kind of message does that send to them and also to the veterans on the team as well?
Well, he's just a classy guy. I mean, when I saw that signing, I remember I was in Green Bay. It was the night before the draft, I guess, whenever that came down the pike, and I thought, man, this is a great guy to bring in to help young players on the team at that position, but also a young quarterback. And if those guys are valuable, and I look at this group now, when you've certainly got Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley and Van Jefferson as three, you figure will make it. But after that, it's a young group, you know, include the two draft picks, and then Xavier Restrepo, undrafted guy who's trying to stick, and then a lot of other guys who are going to be fun to see how they compete and how it shakes out. I think all those guys learn from Tyler Lockett. I think in talking to Lockett for the first time, and I'm sure you guys have seen it by now, it's pretty amazing that he grew up a Titans fan in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and came here and saw the Titans play the Ravens in the playoff game during the 2008 season. And, you know, he loved Finnegan and CJ and Kenny Britt and Keith Bullock and all those guys. So it's neat to see him back here. And, you know, and he's going to be one of the key leaders for this team this year.
A friend of mine just texted me named Dale. Speaking about Kenny Britt, says, ask Jim what one player had the most potential that was drafted by the Titans that did not live up to what they thought he could do. They think it's Kenny Britt. Your thoughts, Jim?
Yeah, it could be Britt. I mean, I think sometimes, I mean, I still feel like Vince Young could fall into that conversation, because while he had his moments, I think he had a lot more there on what he could have done and what he could have been if he would have applied himself more. And him not reaching his potential, I think, wasn't about injury like it is guys like Britt and maybe Tyrone Calico, another guy that comes to mind, but more because, you know, I just think it was just kind of maybe more of a lack of commitment from him that could have made him better. So I think of Britt, I think of Vince Young, I think of Tyrone Calico. You know, there are probably a lot of guys that fit into that who just didn't make it for one reason or another.
Always the what if. What if it had worked out with those guys, for sure. You know, it's certainly something we always think about. Jim, appreciate it as always. We look forward to reading your insight on the schedule when it's released tomorrow, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, you guys have a good week. Appreciate it.
You too. Jim Wyatt joining us. TennesseeTitans.com is where you can find his work. Jay Wyatt Sports on X as well.
I love, he's like, usually got a sneak peek at the schedule. I wouldn't tell you guys anyway and all that. But I think it'll start leaking out tonight. I mean,
usually there's some that will come out.
Do you think it's important, maybe answer after this, but that they start at home? I think it's so crucial to start at home.
All right, we'll talk about that coming up next. And then also in hour number three, we'll get into what Adam Kaplan had to say about the Titans as well. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. Having fun with you in the afternoon. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, or the Buzz is always about great service. We're excited this week because we'll be at the Omni on Friday. Usually they're Thursdays, but we'll be there on Friday because Thursday we're going to be outside the third base entrance at Truist Park as the Braves get ready to take on the Washington Nationals.
I love it, man.
So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I haven't been to a Major League Baseball game. Last one I saw was Braves and Cubs of July of 91.
I'm not going to tell you, but I'm working on something, and I hope it comes to fruition.
If Dale Murphy shows up.
It's not Dale Murphy.
If Ken Oberfell shows up. Glenn, if anybody from the terrible 80s Braves teams, the Braves teams of the 80s shows up, I'm going to cry.
How about a player from the 90s?
Okay.
Okay.
It can't be David Justice because he's the one that took Dale Murphy's spot.
It's not. Just trust me. I'm working on it. Stress me.
If you could get Paul Ostenmacher to show up, Plaster will pay double.
Yeah.
Love it. You're like, hold on a second, Paul Ostenmacher.
That's going way back.
It is, because they were terrible. but yeah. I watched every game on TBS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so did a lot of people. That's why they became America's team.
That's right. What question I have before the break?
It was about what was it about, Dr.
It was about starting at home, to be
honest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Because we both forgot.
I had a great return, but I don't think it's appropriate.
What?
You don't.
Well,
you don't
tell me during the break.
That's from Joe Dirt. I think you can put the puzzle pieces
together. Yeah. That'd yeah, be, no, yeah, but yeah, I know what you're talking
that'd
about.
That'd have been hilarious, though.
I'm so out of this, I don't know.
It's the, I'll tell you later.
Back to Baton Rouge, you know?
Yeah, Baton Rouge. It's the guy, can't speak clearly.
He's in Waterboy.
Home is where you make it.
Yes, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, okay, so the question was, it's crucial they start at home.
I think so. Crucial. I think look, you know, we're right now, it is a quarterback competition. We all know Cam Ward's going to start.
Right.
All right. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. So Cam Ward starts, barring an injury.
Yep.
I think you want to start him at home. So, yes, I do think start. I think it'll be a noon kick on CBS with not Nance and Romo, but probably maybe the B team because it's Cam Ward.
God, you were all this Cam Ward thing.
Because I pay attention. Like, I think
Jimmy just told you, nobody cares outside of Nashville.
Okay, maybe the C team. The B or the C team
right.
on CBS.
So let me ask you this. Off the field, what's a quarterback's greatest thing?
Off the field?
Yep. On the field, he's got his tight end. He's got all that. Off the field.
Being at home?
Confidence.
Okay.
Right. So you start that game at home. You get 70,000 people over there, Nissan.
Excited.
And they win the game. They win that opening game at home. I'm telling you, they might make the playoffs. You just got to beat the three other teams.
I'm going to lock this in.
Okay.
Noon kick, week one, Nissan Stadium, the Tennessee Titans, and the Seattle Seahawks.
You've got a leak somewhere. Somebody's told you this.
No.
Oh, come on. Yeah, all right.
That rumor was out there, yes.
Let Seattle travel cross country.
There was a rumor. Sam Darnold, first game with the Seahawks.
Lockett's revenge game.
Cam Ward's first start. Titans versus Seahawks.
I like that. I do like that.
Yes, that was a rumor that's out there. But it was just a rumor. I don't know if it's a leak.
I would love first home game, Titans-Colts.
That could be good.
Colts are a disaster. Beat them out of the gate. You're 1-0. That's a win within the division. You're feeling good.
Do they do a lot of division games week one?
No, but why not? I know the last 2 weeks of the season they do that, but yeah. Start and beat them.
Could be good. Depends on who. Let's see. 9306 says, depends on who gets the week one doubleheader because I think they got rid of both CBS and Fox having a week one doubleheader. I'm going B team if a doubleheader, A team if a single header.
Okay.
So you're saying Nance and Romo. Okay. Larry wants to weigh in. Hello, Larry.
They're probably going to have us playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, Travis Hunter versus Cameron Ward.
That's actually, that's not a bad call, Larry. Thanks for the call. Larry. I mean, do you do that right out of the gate?
Absolutely. At home? Heck yeah, man.
It doesn't have to be at home.
I want it home.
It could be in Jacksonville.
I know, but I want a home game. Cam Ward, who deserves the home
on
game?
On your premise, mm-hmm. who deserves a home game more? I'd probably say Jacksonville.
Why? Titans got the number one pick.
They were better. Yeah, but to your point about people not caring about the Titans, more people care about Travis Hunter than they do the Titans overall.
Okay. But I still want that home game, but it could be the Jags.
That's not a terrible
one versus
thought.
Two.
They've done that before. Jameis versus, and it was in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, can I change? I'm changing.
Go ahead.
I'm changing my prediction.
Okay.
Because Larry's call has convinced me. Titans at Jacksonville week one.
Do you work for the Titans?
Noon on CBS. Jim White does.
I work for the Titans. I say Jacksonville at Tennessee.
Okay.
Benefit of the doubt for the number one pick. You got the number one guy, so you get the home game.
All right, so now I'm going back to my longtime prediction. I should just write out a schedule and see how close I am. Week one at Jacksonville, CBS. Week two, Titans home opener Thursday night against Vrabel and the Patriots.
Okay. I want you to write the 17. It'd be like Willie when he does the brackets and nobody cares. So mm-hmm. I want you to do the 17-game thing.
Donovan and Franklin, when was the last time the Titans opened the season against a division rival? I can look that up. Hang on. I can probably come up with that relatively fast. Let's see. Last year, they opened at Chicago, as we know.
New Orleans, year before that.
Yep. 2022.
Cardinals here in 21.
22 is Giants here. 21 was Cardinals here. 20 was at Denver on Monday night. 19 at Cleveland. 18 at Miami.
God, longest game ever.
17, Oakland here. 16, they've done a lot of division games in week two.
Vikings here.
15 at Tampa. That was Mariota's rookie year. 14 at Kansas City. 13.
Steelers.
You're good. 12.
I don't remember.
New England here. 11. So it's been at Jacksonville.
Okay. So it could happen again, but you got so 2011,
the last time that they opened against a division rival.
I like it. 1-2. I just want the game here.
I'm good with either, but I like that. I think Larry, good call.
Job, Larry.
There you go. Coming up next, we will talk about what Adam Kaplan had to say about the Titans on Robbie and Rex Road this morning. He will join us here in hour number 3 of the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.